and is not allowed to go on a cruise Erev Shabbos, the ship has to leave 3 days before Shabbos. There's various explanations of the Rishonim and why this is so. Some say because you're seasick the first few days in the Mela, you go right before Shabbos, you're going to be seasick on Shabbos. You have to give yourself a few days to get used to it. Come upon, that time is only in the gear if you're going in the ocean. That's a matter of seasickness. Going on a lake somewhere, you won't have that problem. Another potential problem of Tulim, that's only when the boat is in a very low water. The water is, the bottom of the boat is less than 10 foot and above the water level, which is generally not the case. And the doctors are in pretty deep, so you don't have a reason. So the reason you may come to have to be Michal Shabbos in the course of the trip there. So, going to that, according to all reasons, 3 days beforehand, since more than 3 days before Shabbos is considered way before Shabbos, you don't have to make Keshvayin to Shabbos, you've got to go in. And if you continue on Shabbos, even if you have to come to fill the Shabbos with Pekuach Nefesh, it's permitted, because that's Pekuach Nefesh, and it's not considered you put yourself into the position of Pekuach Nefesh. If the boat is run by Jews on the Chal Shabbos, it's a big problem, and we're not going to discuss all the problems. The car going on cruises is something that you should make sure is something that's fitting for a Jewish person, even if it has a good hechsher. The other problem with the bathrooms over there, that most of them are electronic, you have to know how to do that.